Now, don't get me wrong, I like cats. I do. I prefer dogs, but that's because dogs are loyal and friendly, and a bit like that friend you have that doesn't say much, but when he does, it's usually funny. Not like manipulative, evil, always plotting something and never to be trusted cats. But I do like cats all the same. However, the house I've just moved into is next door to somebody who I think has at least 3 cats, maybe even more. And by the power of Grayskull do they think they own the place. The cats, I mean. I'm half expecting them to knock on the front door one day and greet me with a baseball bat while asking for protection money. Seriously, they just loiter around the front of the house every day, keeping an eye on the street, watching over everyone's business. This wouldn't bother me too much if it wasn't for the fact that they just shit everywhere. I take that back. It's not everywhere, because I've not seen them shit on their own front garden, just mine. They seem to literally live by the phrase, you don't shit on your own doorstep. There must be ways of preventing this. I'm tempted to get a cat myself. Or maybe just borrow my sister's cat and try and get him to offload in the neighbour's front garden. Or maybe I could get hold of a few cats and start a territorial gang war. Next thing you know, there'll be bricks thrown through cat flaps, horses' heads left in litter trays, and drive-by scratchings. Thinking about it though, what if all these cats don't actually live next door? What if next door is just a whorehouse for cats? A place to go to pick up some pussy. Imagine that. I mean, whenever I look, there are always at least 2 cats lying on the front drive looking for action. Then the next time I glance over, there'll be another cat there. And the next time, it'll be a different couple of cats. Maybe I just need to figure out which one is the pimp cat and pay him off with some fish and catnip in order for them to stay away from my house. I once heard a comedian tell a story of someone in a similar situation who'd scattered lion manure in his front garden, as the other cats would smell this and stay away. Although, the irony is that he got rid of all the little cat shit by filling the front garden with big cat shit. There must be another way. This isn't over, cats.